Since 1913, the mortgage interest deduction has made homeownership a reality for many Americans. But with the budget debates today, the tax deduction is being scrutinized and its future threatened. The provision allows homeowners to deduct the interest on their mortgages from their taxes, effectively lowering monthly mortgage payments. But with all aspects of the budget on the table in the latest debt debates, some think changing the deduction or completely eliminating it after almost 100 years is another way to save federal money. Rob Dietz is the Assistant Vice President for Tax and Policy Issues for the National Association of Home Builders. And he says taking away the mortgage interest deduction would have a detrimental effect to the housing market.
Previous estimates over the last 10 or 15 years have suggested that eliminating the deduction would cause housing prices to fall by 15% or more.
But Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center Director Daniel Marin thinks eliminating the mortgage interest deduction and causing lower prices would actually benefit the economy.
If we eliminated over time the mortgage interest deduction, what you would find is that some people would buy smaller houses, some people would save up to do a larger down payment and have less debt. And then in addition, house prices would probably be somewhat lower. And that all three of those factors would moderate the effect on people's monthly payments.
Dietz disagrees and says the lower housing prices could cause scary results.
A 15% reduction would certainly cause the economic recovery, weak as it is, to perhaps go away.
Vince Malta of the National Association of Realtors says furthermore, with the growing obstacles to getting a loan today, even with lower prices, homeowners would not be able to pay for their homes without the mortgage interest deduction.
The opportunity is definitely there. It's the ability that's not.
Malta says the mortgage interest deduction invests in America's future because it promotes financial independence and wealth.
The average equity in a home, you know, savings, et cetera, that a homeowner has is approximately $160,000. You look at the average savings for a tenant, it is approximately $5,000. So homeownership, the equity built over time, allows someone to be more financially independent.
Even better, in an economy starving for job creation, Malta says homeownership can make a difference in the short term, too.
Every two transactions really creates a job. And in the sale of a property, it touches over 60 jobs in our economy. Also, these are jobs that are in the United States directly that impact our economy, again, in a more direct way.
But Moody Analytics Senior Director Celia Chen says that the mortgage interest deduction isn't actually helping the housing industry.
What it does is it encourages homeowners to buy larger homes and more expensive homes rather than actually encourages greater homeownership across the nation.
Daniel Marin of Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says the mortgage interest deduction sends the wrong message to people in the market.
It basically rewards people for going into debt, and it rewards people for having a bigger house.
Malta doesn't see it that way.
Right now, people are needing the mortgage interest deduction because it's the difference of renting and owning.
Chen says that the people who actually benefit from the deductions are the higher-income citizens.
Most of the people who take these deductions are higher-income households who actually, you know, itemize their deductions. And they also tend to purchase larger homes.
But Malta tells a different story.
Almost two-thirds of those who claim the mortgage interest deduction are middle-income earners. And about 91% who claim that benefit of mortgage interest deduction earn less than $200,000 a year. So this is not a rich person's deduction. This deduction affects many people in the middle class.
Rob Dietz of the National Association of Home Builders says eliminating the mortgage interest deduction would hurt the already struggling market. He believes the mortgage interest deduction is most important to the first-time owners who buy their houses on debt. He says the deduction puts home ownership in reach for more families, a qualifying trait to be considered middle class. Malta points out that the mortgage interest deduction has been around since the inception of the income tax code, and that it is a sign of the government's strong support for home ownership.
We've gone through two world wars. We have gone through countless recessions. Mortgage interest deduction is something that Americans have been fairly committed to.
Investing in the future of Americans and encouraging home ownership is what he says is the most important thing.
And I think that is in everyone's best interest right now, is keeping people out of foreclosure and being able to stay into their home, because, again, the long-term home ownership is to virtually everyone's advantage.
I'm Brittany Brady of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.